From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A draft bill circulating on Capitol Hill would exempt pesticide registrations from the Endangered Species Act consultation process, prompting supporters of the current rules and critics to rally respective advocates. According to AgriPulse, supporters say it's designed to ensure the chemicals do not harm endangered species or their habitat, while critics claim the current rules prompt more legal challenges, make crop protection chemicals more expensive, and does little to protect endangered species. A majority of Americans can't accurately describe what a GMO is. Educating the public on genetically modified organisms is the responsibility of the Food and Drug Administration, which is now required to work with the USDA to come up with an education and outreach plan on agricultural biotechnology and biotech-derived food and animal feed ingredients. As reported in AgriPulse, the 2017 appropriations bill that mandates the initiative allocates $3 million for the effort, which has no specified launch date. A 2015 Pew Research Center poll found only 37% of Americans agreed it was safe to eat genetically modified food, while 57% said it wasn't. The president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says exports of U.S. beef to China are slowly increasing each month. Dan Hallstrom tells Brownfield the reception that U.S. beef has received in China has been fantastic. He says they love the quality and they're willing to pay a premium. China resumed imports of U.S. beef in late June. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.